It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My talkers, we are hanging out with Lori and Julia right now down at the Showplace Icon Theaters in the West End for Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. We are raising money for our charity, the Alexandra House, and any donation you guys give, $0.25, $25, or $2,500 is muchly appreciated. Lori and Julia are here to bring you guys into the next hour, so let's have some fun.
Yeah, I like your range of 25 cents to 2,500. I like it.
Yeah.
I covered everything. Someone with a 5-year-old who might have a quarter to give. $2,500.
Someone who's got some extra pocket.
We are up to $585. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Amber. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. All right. So it's not hard to donate.
No,
it's hard for us to raise money, though.
Well, Julia, you know what? Like I said when I was talking about the Armageddon story, this is just like, it feels like everyone is like, the world is kind of on fire.
Mm-hmm.
There's uncertainty. There's unrest in the world. And so it's just, you know, people are...
Household expenditures have gone up for a lot of people.
It's just,
so it's understandable.
Yeah, but Alexander House is going to be here. And
yes.
I have a feeling that, you know... All you fine people out there in Radio Land that have enjoyed listening to us for these last 20 years, think what would make the girls feel good? What would make us feel real good right now is people stepping up to the donation page and donating some money to show some love for your afternoon drive time divas that have been here through rain and cold and heat. And all kinds of situations.
And happy hours.
We have been your ladies.
No happy hours for 20 years. 20 years.
The Turf Club has happy hour till 7.
There we have worked on Fridays till 6 o'clock for 20 years. My word. That used to be like the worst.
Okay, but I mean, the thing why I am kind of like, you know, pimping that just a little bit is that on CBS this morning, they had a story. And one of the things that we have heard consistently when we've been out in front of people is that people have told us, you've kept me company in very lonely times of my life.
Yes.
And that is kind of one of the things that radio... There is an intimacy that's much more than TV or looking at something on your phone or podcasting in the sense where you're just listening to.
You feel like a part of the group.
Yeah, you feel really like you're part of something. So they had, and I didn't want to put this in, you know, study of DA or whatever, but it is a really interesting study, and it was published in the journal Aging, which as a young older person, Julia, I do find myself reading Aging just to stay on top of stuff. But CBS had this story about how unhappiness and loneliness can add up to 2 biological years to your age and even more significant than like if you were a smoker. So this is just a little audio from that study.
New study that may have found the fountain of youth. Just be happy. I know, easier said than done. An international group of researchers found that feeling unhappy or lonely damages people's biological clocks, aging them even more than smoking does. People in this study who felt unhappy or lonely were found to be at higher risk for Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, and other illnesses. The scientists say unhappiness or loneliness can add up to 1 year and 8 months to your biological age.
Does it make sense to you be happy? It makes you feel
younger.
agree with that.
But kind of like we highlight in our Kindness 101 series, if you see somebody that's lonely or unhappy, just go over there and try to make the reach out.
Yeah.
You can make somebody's day. And you know what?
That's And, you know, I've talked to my mom about this because one of the things when people get older or if you become a widow or a widower at maybe an unexpected age or something, there's a loneliness that happens. And people have all these, we're all dealing with, you know, sad things in our life. And sometimes sadness that you have in your life makes you just be lonely because you kind of withdraw a little bit from people. So anyway, I just thought that was, you know, like a good thing to remember that, you know, feeling unhappy or lonely is, it is damaging to you. It really is. And so we should just, you know, take a little care.
And they even said loneliness is a global issue that's spreading. A Harvard University, it increases your risk of cardiovascular disease. Harvard Anniversary Analytics described 18 to 22-year-olds, Gen Zers, the loneliest generation.
Well, yeah.
The pandemic.
And, the pandemic,
you know, and it made people just, you know, we just feel for everybody. And
and that's kind of, too, on the other polar opposite side of that. That's why you see, like, people going out to music and theater. And, you know, you're kind of embracing on this other thing because we have felt so isolated alone and stuff, and it feels good to be with other people, you know, having fun and celebrating.
And you're right.
And it makes you happy to do that.
Totally.
You realize how much you've missed it.
And one of the biggest compliments, I think, since we've been on the air is that someone said, you helped me through a lonely time. You helped me when I was sad. You made me laugh. You remind me of my sister that lives across the country, you know, something like that.
Or aunties. Or we've even had the high school kids say, you're literally the soundtrack to my entire childhood.
Yeah, so that always, that just has always felt really good to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, so if you feel that way.
Yeah.
You know,
with loneliness, think about it. I mean, when you're alone and you feel alone and you've got everything piling
up. You're not going to do a Harry Styles out, are you?
No, no. When you feel, movie's a movie. Right. But when you're alone and you have no one to rely on but yourself, all of other life's things feel harder because you don't have someone there to talk about them with, ask that help with. You know, we talked about this a lot while you were finding Jeff. You know, you would bring this up to me that, you know, you would having that partner in life, not necessarily being a partner, you know, just being a friend to someone, but all those things feel even heavier when you don't have someone to talk to or to just have a helping hand.
Exactly. All right, look at the time. It's
okay,
time.
Harry Styles.
I know. It's a movie about a movie, but this movie is going to be shown in a movie theater.
And you're going to want to watch it in a movie theater.
Like, it's a movie theater
You know, that's true, though.
I love it. All right, well, again, we are doing Project Down and Dirty. We are at Twin Cities Film Fest headquarters in St. Louis Park. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, it's so random that here we are at St. Louis Park at this beautiful room, Twin Cities Film Fest headquarters, broadcasting. It's Project Down and Dirty. We want to thank our recent donors for Laurel, you know who you are, Rachel, thank you, Marley, thank you, Wendy, thank you. Thank you so much for your donations. We really appreciate it. We're up to $720.
Good.
That's right. Nice job, guys.
Yes, Colleen and Bradley are at $1370.
They like us, Julia. They really, really like us.
I want to thank everyone. Thank you for donating. Okay, so...
That's awesome. Thank you.
I think so, too. I think so, too. What did I
Maybe we're going to get better at this fundraising, Julia.
Oh, Lori.
You've been doing it for a long time.
Don't say that.
I just poked the bear.
You really did. Okay, so you know this guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
He's a good guy.
You know the guy, the Yankee guy, who's going after Babe
Aaron
Ruth.
Judge, yeah.
Oh, Aaron Judge. Maris.
Home run record. 700.
Yes.
700 home runs club is the big thing.
Right. And how close is he?
Well, he's not in the... He's going for 70, but... Excuse me, I mixed up. Albert Pujols got in the 700 club. Aaron Judge.
Maris.
Yeah, Roger Maris hit the 60 home runs, and that's the big deal. So 61 or 62.
Remember we saw 61, the HBO thing on Roger Maris.
Yeah.
His, like 10 years ago. We loved it. You watched it too.
Anywho, here's the deal. So the guy who caught, the 20-year-old Yankee fan who caught Judge's 60th home run, gave it back to him.
Yeah, which was dumb.
But
which was dumb.
What, so here's what happens is the guy who caught it, you know, got an autographed bat. But if he would have kept the ball, he probably could have sold it for $100,000.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
And so there was an article in Yahoo Sports that talked about how fans shamed him.
I'm in these groups, and I watched it all go down, you guys, because this is my neck of the woods.
How can you keep a ball like that? Exactly what happened after the fan caught the ball.
Yeah.
And so...
Because they think that the person who hit it should get it?
Well, it's not even that. It's also some balls like that get put into the Hall of Fame. Certain things get earmarked for the team's Hall of Fame, maybe the baseball Hall of Fame, maybe, the player
pressure.
It wants. It's peer pressure, but there's this unwritten rule.
If you catch it,
you do own it. Now, the thing is you can determine whether you want to give it back or you want to give it back and really be a good negotiator. I just feel like this guy's getting the heat because of what he got in return was not what a lot of people feel like he could have gotten in return.
Well, exactly. And the poor guy, who made the right call? And here's what the article went on to just kind of expand and quote. In no other circumstance is an American who legally and rightfully stumbles upon a six-figure plus payday expected
to give it up. Yeah, it's dumb. No, I would never. And that's the thing is they expect the fan to give it up and maybe, you know, trade it for a baseball bat, an autographed bat. But like, you know, the biggest thing here is that is your ball. Now,
you bought a ticket to go to that game.
Exactly. And you have every right to then put it in auction. And if that team who makes millions of dollars a year, that player who makes millions of dollars
a
year, go to the auction and buy it. Now, that's going to be kind of, you know, taboo. But
you know,
it's a lottery ticket.
But you would have such.
Put it
right.
No one else. Other
it's a lottery ticket.
He probably paid $50 to go to the game. Mm-hmm. Had two beers, which would be another 30. Yeah. I mean,
he's been going to games his whole life,
right?
Spending money his whole life.
And maybe he's got a superstitious person in their family, and they feel strongly about the karma or something.
No, he was shamed. People are publicly shamed.
Okay,
at baseball games.
That's
give it back.
Too bad.
It is.
Well, I wish he would have called you.
The worst thing is when a young kid catches a home run ball of the opposing team. Now, this happens at stadiums all the time, and the other fans say to throw it back because it's not the home team that hit it. And this poor kid is sitting there looking like,
They don't throw it back, do they?
They do. There are fans, adult grown men and women, that will yell at kids to throw the ball back because it's not one of, it's you know, they're mad that the other team hit the home run.
And here's the deal.
But not on a Aaron Judge 61 home run, $100,000 ball. Nobody's going to tell you to throw that back.
No,
but just an average.
I told them for the 60th.
No, he gave that back.
Right.
But any average home run, I'm just saying, from an average guy, where a kid, the ball's worth nothing.
Right.
You know, it's a great memory for this young kid.
Of course.
But
I had no idea about any of this.
No, I know. Lori, I know you would never even consider making
$100,000.
I know.
But I know about the Maris. I know about, you know, more. I know about the record, Roger Maris, and we love that story, and Aaron Judge, you know, I know he's running towards that record.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's been broken before by the cheaters who juiced.
Yeah, no, we don't count
enough.
Them.
This is, okay, accidental sports, but suddenly you're interested.
Well, it's only because I know a little bit of something because I love the guy. We love that Barry guy who played him.
Mm-hmm. Him.
Barry, you know, that guy, that actor.
That one. You know what I watched last night? Speaking of sports.
Mm-hmm.
The John McEnroe documentary on Showtime. Well, here is the deal that they hit on. You know, today I'm inspired to wear headbands like John McEnroe and Bjorn Borg.
Yeah,
Bjorn was the tennis players were rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Bjorn Borg was
beautiful,
sexy. He was the cover of magazines. You just watch. Mm-hmm. He'd get into every nightclub.
And tennis shorts were tennis shorts. It was all thigh.
They've gotten short again, but they have elastic tops. They don't.
Yeah,
have...
but so what? They were all thigh. You could just see thigh and hair and the movement of rippling and everything.
I knew you were going there.
It's pretty good, that John McEnroe thing. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I'd like to watch that.
I just am so so obsessed with Bjorn. I mean, and then he quit his at hair, the top of the game. He was God's gifts. But anyway, that's kind of a fun thing to watch.
What, you know, what was it on by chance?
Showtime.
Showtime. Good to know.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Good old Showtime. And
Barry Pepper, yes, we love Barry Pepper, who played Roger Morris in that 60 Minute on HBO that you and I talked about and loved, and we had a crush on him.
How can we remember how many shows we've had to watch?
Well, Julia, because we wanted you to date him, because there was a possibility we were going to see him at the SAG Awards in 2010.
I was still married, Laurie. It would have been an interesting situation.
Okay, whatever,
you wanted me to date him.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But you were single, and we were looking.
No, I wasn't. But in 2010, I was married.
Well, whatever year it was. I'm just making it up for the benefit of the story. As our listeners who are appreciating how much good storytelling they've heard over the years, and they're thinking, those girls are worth $25 or at least $100.
Please donate. You know,
please donate.
Do it for the cause.
We've
so
got
Laurie
a movie
and I
that's
do
a good
not,
movie.
These projects on endurance cost us more money than everybody else.
Right.
Because we feel such guilty and shame. We're going to have to donate again in 10 minutes. Okay, the charcuterie board?
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie. I love saying that word.
I do too.
It's a fun one.
The latest one is the butter board.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Okay, so this is where you make a board and you season different types of butters. Oh. You know, you have a little garlic butter.
Amazing.
You have a little salted artisan butter. You have
honey butter.
Amish butter.
You have apple
Irish
butter. You have the Irish butter, and then you serve it with bread.
Oh, God.
The butter board's coming to a party near you.
I'm for it because I love saying charcuterie.
I love saying
it. But there isn't one damn thing I want to eat on a charcuterie board.
That's because you don't eat meat. There's good cheeses and honey, Laurie.
Okay, sometimes. But usually it's full of all this salami with fat things in it. And, you know, peppers. And
they forgot to make the black bean charcuterie board.
They really did.
If someone could make a black bean burrito charcuterie board.
I mean, sometimes they just pray for a pepperoni. You know,
with
will
a
there
size
be pepperoni? But no,
a side of tabbouleh.
Pepperoni is too lowbrow for charcuterie.
Oh my gosh.
I'm hungry. Salami.
It's always got to be soppressata, you know.
I don't like eating prosciutto. Prosciutto.
Soppressato.
What did you say? What is that?
That's like a real intense salami.
Yeah, it's good though.
Casey loves it.
They should have that, and it should be head cheese.
That's the worst.
That's a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Coming to your
or
next
pimento loaf.
I love pimento loaf.
I love the pimento loaf. I saw Jeffrey Dahmer slicing with the olives.
Oh, yeah.
But that was real meat.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like That's the number one show on Netflix.
Yes, it is.
Amazing.
It is.
I hate
All
to
right.
say it, but
All
it's
right,
amazing.
Grant. Or is Michael?
Mike's got the traffic.
All right, Mike, what's happening?
Oh, I love this song so much.
What a tune.
What a great song. I didn't realize we were playing all movie songs.
I know
today.
You didn't.
And I just thought I was so cool because I picked
I know.
Out the argument.
I was laughing so
Armageddon.
Hard.
I had no idea that was the thing that we were doing. Yeah. But of course that makes total
sense. We're making
sense.
Movies,
yeah,
people.
B. Arthur spent a good time last night putting in a lot of classic movie
she
tunes.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so when this movie came out.
Why didn't this song win Best Oscar or did it?
I don't know.
If it didn't, we're going to be mad all over again. I think we get mad all over again. I think we find out it doesn't, and we get mad every time we find that out.
You're hysterical.
No, it really should have won.
Okay, shout out to Beth. Shout out to Grant's mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Laurel.
Victoria,
thank you for donating,
you know,
Mom.
You know Laurel, Rachel.
Oh, people are donating. They like us, Julia. We're almost to $1,000.
I know.
Beth just donated.
Thank you, everyone.
People are showing that they've been, they as we've been here for you all these years. Now show us that you will be there for us.
Oh, you're so silly.
We will always love you if you
do. Did it win, Grant?
It did not.
No, see, and we get mad all over.
Who won?
Oh, I don't. I just know that it said it unfortunately didn't win an Academy Award.
Yeah, keep going.
Obviously an oversight by an Academy Award.
And if you keep going and you'll see what won and you'll we'll just get mad.
It was probably, no, when this came out, my friend Lady Di, who you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, that movie needs an Oscar. That is the best movie I've ever seen in my life. Ever, ever, ever. And we would play the song.
I mean, I think the song is epic. Dolly Parton wrote that song, and the next day she wrote Jolene. She writes two of her biggest songs back to back.
I know it, back to back.
And Whitney, just that song could just, it makes you cry if you're in a breakup. Or if you're in a, you know, thing or you've lost somebody, that song will just make you cry. And then even when you're happy, you cry like happy joy because you're singing along in your car and you think you sound so good. And you're just, sometimes it feels good to sing loudly in your car to an epic song.
You know? One of our bumpers going in and out of my talk.
Yeah, but
we
I
have
mean,
great bumpers, by the way.
I know. Mm-hmm. I just really appreciated hearing that.
Well, the one
so
I
much.
Heard when I was driving out here, one of the bumpers was How Do I Live Without You by Leon Rimes. That's another, like,
that's a great
sing along.
Yes.
Do people know
that we're making a movie and we're probably going to be entered in Sundance and we might not be here in February because we're going to be on
the red carpet,
on the independent circuit.
And the red carpet that you're bidding on right now to ride in the red carpet car with us this Friday night.
Yes, the red carpet car. Yes, we're riding in a car made out of red carpet.
Remember?
And Grant and Mike are the engineers and we're doing it Fred Flintstone style.
We're not going to make them pedal the car as well as do everything else.
I know, but that's what a red I had a vision of a red carpet car and it was that.
I took a piece of the red carpet our very first year at the SAG Awards.
Yes. And no one else, I mean, we are the people to go
in the red carpet. So if you would like to bid on it, we're auctioning that off to the highest bidder. We are going to start.
I think that one needs to start at like 500.
Lori, I don't know what delusional cap you're wearing today.
Well, let's try
no,
it.
No. We already said 100.
You did.
Okay,
yeah.
Does anyone bid on that?
No. Not so yet, I'd no. like, why no. don't you put it at 25,000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Julia, you're just being mean. You're just being
No,
mean.
I'm not. I'm being realistic.
I know, but 20, now that was like a mean thing. Don't show everybody like how, you know. You can be mean.
Well, that you weren't listening earlier when we lowered the price
to 100.
To 100 bucks, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which nobody has even bid on. But
so, but you wanted at 500, which no one is.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, because people have already given $100 and then they're wondering. I was trying to protect the people who had already bid and didn't bid on the red carpet. Yeah.
So if you want to bid on the red carpet, people aren't always available. They just want to give money. They don't want to do anything.
That's true.
But if you want to come here on Friday night and get in the red carpet car with us.
Yeah, and don't think you've got to wear like a gown or anything.
No, you can just come and be silly and fun.
Yeah, we're going to, you will get our exclusive
experience.
Coverage.
In-car experience.
Of all the people who are in the cars in front of us.
Cool. Oh, the commentary will be classic.
It'll be classic
and cannot be taped, and everyone will pinky
will
swear.
Will we sign an NDA?
No, we'll just pinky swear that we'll keep it, you know.
The limo, what the limo's in walls the limo stays in the limo. Limo. Yeah. There. Ooh, that's a nice sell on this little bit
there
here.
You go. Okay, so can we get to a cute little story? So Mila Kunis, I don't know what she's promoting. I think she's got a Netflix movie or something like that, but did you ever find out what was the movie that won the year that
the song? It looked like it was Aladdin. Aladdin. What was it?
You're thinking a Little Mermaid.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Based, I'm going to just say that sort of is a Caribbean little to it. So that was Alan Menken for Little Mermaid.
I believe it was A Whole New World. Aladdin was up there. That's what I'm looking at right here from 1992.
Yeah, and we did have about five callers that called in to remind us that it was not an original, so it was not actually eligible for it.
There we go.
So that was the issue.
Because it looks right here, The Bodyguard has I Have Nothing was nominated, and Run to You was nominated because those are new versions.
And I Run to You.
Yeah, and I think, what's her name, the one who always loses? The lady
Diane
Warren wrote that.
There you go.
Yeah.
That I have nothing.
You know what? So what? It's still a robbery. We're going to get mad every time. We're going to forget. So
thank
we
you,
appreciate
listeners.
You guys calling in and telling
setting the us, record straight.
But we still are mad about it every time we hear about
I'm really
it.
Not.
Well, not mad, but we get, you know, we just
the only one that gets my toast is Chariots Fire.
Yeah, well, that one has been a consistent, but we have gotten worked up about.
All right, tell me the little story.
Okay, so here's Mila Kunis talking about a funny fangirl moment she had with a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star out in the wild at a kids' bop concert.
Okay, I took my kids to a concert. Okay, mm-hmm. My husband and I took our kids to this concert called Kids Bop.
Yes,
at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay, and our kids were there. And we're sitting, and the kids are, like, dancing. They're having the time with everybody was
and
there.
And this is when they play the adult songs, kids.
Correct.
Okay.
So they'll do, like, Lizzo and everything, but kid versions. Okay. And all the parents are, like, rocking out because it's the same song. They just changed the lyrics. But everybody went, but no one talked to each other until you were there. And you're like, oh, my God. Anyways, I'm sitting there, and it's at the bowl. Uh-huh. So you can have a glass of whatever you'd like.
Yes.
Water or whatever beverage. So Ashton goes gets me like a little margarita, and I'm sitting there sipping my margarita, and I'm like bumping out to Lizzo, and I look to the side, and there's a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills there. And I will not give the name, okay? But there was a lady there with her children. And this is me. I don't know if you can
Dorit.
Okay,
tip story.
I literally went, oh my God! I stood up and yelled, oh my God, in the direction of this woman. And then I went, oh my God, oh my God. This is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. I don't know if she caught it because luckily there's like music.
Sure, sure.
But I saw her turn around to talk to someone and I was like, ah! What is wrong with
no,
me?
No, you're all of us.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's so cute. And it yeah. was Dorit because
yes.
she has like a six and an 8
yeah,
year old.
Does.
So she's the only one with kids that age. But that's funny. It, you know, when like here's Mila seeing somebody else out in the wild and, you know, it's,
In the wild.
That's how John Hamm refers to it whenever he mm-hmm. sees one of the Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. I remember that on Howard Stern.
And he said, you see him out in the wild and you're just kind of like, oh, my gosh, there they are.
There they are.
And maybe in a way they're more recognizable because they're not in. The way they look is the way they look.
Sure.
Whereas an actor, you're doing different
hair and makeup,
hair and wigs, and maybe you don't have that kind of recognition or something.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just thought it was cute. She was on Extra TV, and
I
forget what she was promoting.
Ashton's training for a marathon. I think he had a health scare. He had a health scare of some sort, but he's training for a marathon right now, in case you're wondering.
And he's at that age where men go through midlife crises, Julia.
40?
40-something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. That happens.
I was looking. There was nothing really that she has coming up that's new, so I think it was more involving them and their relationship. And
everyone, every parent knows Kids Bop. I love to know that it's still around because I used to buy them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Kids Bop because it's all today's music, but they just changed the lyrics, so it's safe for kids.
Yeah.
You know, they were great.
Mm-hmm.
The CDs, but I'm sure there's just, you stream it now.
Yeah.
You know, like one does.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then Grant and I looked at the HBO trailer that you showed us.
Yesterday.
You showed me yesterday, but Grant posted it today, called The Last of Us, which is going to be on HBO. And it's not coming in until next spring, but it's a, you know, a zombie apocalypse.
Intense. I would say much more on a higher level than The Walking Dead. Like, these zombies don't look like they kind of crawl towards you.
And our girl Melanie Linsky is
in it. I saw that in the pre.
She's in it.
Everywhere.
It's from the same creator who gave us Yellow Jackets.
Same one. Oh,
same
nice.
Creator. So it's going to follow this plot of this.
It's a video game.
A video game called The
Grant
Last
probably
of
knows
Us.
That. But you don't play
I'm
video
not a video
games.
Game guy, no.
Yeah, so that's what the inspiration for it is. So it's going to, if you know the plot of that game, The Last of Us, it's 20 years after a zombie outbreak, and this guy has to smuggle this 14-year-old girl who's immune to the zombies somewhere so that they can recreate her blood and everyone can become.
And live.
And live.
I love it. It sounds awesome.
It looks
and it looks scary.
You two end up being such peas in a pod?
I know, it's weird.
We like that same stuff. Now, Grant, did you watch House of the Dragons?
I did not, no, because I just watched Gigolo last night. So that was my movie or show last night.
Yeah,
so.
I watched it too. It was good. And no, we had no problem following the plot.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Oh, with the Gigolos, even with the
don't know what you're talking about with the girl mixing up. You were saying that
we decided that maybe you were running in and out of the room and not paying close attention or something like that. But I kind of did think that House of the Dragon, that 10-year head jump, was, now that I think about it, there were parts of it that felt sloppy.
Okay.
You know, like all of a sudden, Rhaenyra's, you know, it's 10 years ahead, and she's got, okay, wait, this guy, who's this guy? You know, that...
I liked it, though.
Yeah, I did, too, because of the dragons.
I still like every damn... I don't like the dragon part.
It's confusing. I like the dragon part. I just think that it's confusing a little bit.
Well, that's what Game of Thrones was until we finally, you know, like you said, you just got to kind of...
You got to go with the flow and
just let it roll.
All of that.
Don't get caught up in the names and everything like that.
No,
just let it go.
No, and I was glad to see that Matt Smith, but it was just like I had questions after it was over. And Casey was asking me stuff. I said, we can't get into the question game, I guess, on this show because it's too confusing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But the one gal... I mean, that's why, like, you got confused with American Gigolo.
We got to go. We got to take a break.
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Yeah.
All right, let's go. We're going to Hollywood Speak, and we've got a good one, Julia, that I think you're going to enjoy.
Good.
So, Julia, I want you to Hollywood Speak. There could be so much. It could just be Royal Hollywood Speak, because Katie Nichol, you know, she's got a new book that's coming out. And
She's a royal writer.
Yes, yeah, she's a royal author. She's written about the royal family, and I at least put her ahead of Robert Jobson and some of the other people as far as, you know, being trying to be fair on all sides, you know, with the Harry and William, and, you know, not getting so deep in the muck.
Yeah,
she's
good.
Just the voice of one. So here's according. This is an excerpt from her book about Prince George. And she writes, he warned his classmates who were on his bad side. He said this, my dad will be king, so you better watch out. He's not wrong.
I would totally use that.
How would you not, as a 9-year-old? And he's very aware he's going to be the king.
You know where your parents... Oh, yeah, you leverage that stuff.
Yeah, you're going to say that. And I'm sure, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, we saw Charles in The Crown season 3 where he goes off to boarding school.
Yeah, that he didn't want to go to in Scotland.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Philip wanted to go there to toughen him up.
Yeah, because of all the crap that you get being the future king. You know, but he should have followed
it.
He should have followed Prince George's thing and just say, you better watch out. One day my dad's going to be king.
Yeah.
He did not have, you know, the loving.
He didn't have any love.
He was raised by nannies.
He was. Yeah, he had no love from his mom.
So anyway, I loved that story. Okay, this we posted. Gwyneth Paltrow is 50 today. She's been giving us her Princess of Pretension thoughts for almost a week straight about, you know, she doesn't feel like, you know, what did she say? Sending her daughter off to college is...
Like giving birth.
Giving birth. It's so substantive and emotional and, you know, amazing for her. And she told us something else. Well, today she painted herself
gold to say I'm 50.
Yes, Julia, she did.
That crap gets in all your crevices. I hope she has a hard time showering. I mean, that's all I can think of immediately is, you know, I wore some metallic makeup yesterday on my eyelids, and it's a pain in the butt to get out.
She only painted parts of her body, as you can see. She just did a splash around her eyes. And
can you just say, honey, just spray paint me today, would you?
Here's what she said. All I know is that they're painting me gold and that I have to be naked.
Is she advertising the Gold American Express card?
Right. I feel so good turning 50. And this is about expressing that sense of energy and optimism.
She loves herself.
I know.
Wow.
She's going to be more insufferable the older she gets.
Oh, no. But all I know is when I turned 60, they wanted to paint me pink. And when I'm 70, they're going to paint me black. And when I'm 80, I'm going to be green.
Platinum.
I mean, how weird is that?
I know. And then she said, and this picture is all about the female gaze and just a sense of fun.
Oh, gosh.
Oh she
please.
Is so insufferable.
Oh please. Because it's lecturing.
Yeah.
It's not. I wonder, she's just lecturing us.
Well, I wonder if it's heavy to wear the crown of pretension.
I think it'd be exhausting to think that your poop doesn't stink all the time.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's another one.
And she has gold poop, apparently.
Oh, yeah, apparently. Mm-hmm. This one, Kanye West is at London Fashion Week. He showed up yesterday wearing the thing that you do when your mom or somebody says, just run out and help me, my arms are full. And you shove your feet with their socks on into your flip-flops and just kind of make a shoe. And, you know,
and
you don't
trip.
Yeah, you don't wear them
so
out.
So he wore a pair of flip-flop with socks. That's a hard...
And they were bedazzled.
They're hard to walk in.
Yeah, and, you know, probably he decided to not take the big rubber firefighter boots out for a spin. But this is what he did on Instagram. London, I know how you feel. I lost my queen, too.
Oh.
That sound you hear is every eyeball rolling in the UK. I mean, pretty much. Now, he left the story open so that if Kim doesn't respond, he can say he was talking about his mom. But he really did post that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there, Kris Jenner or somewhere. No, what? It's Kris Jung-un is your only queen, Kanye.
But wait a minute. What?
He follows their pain. He feels their pain. He, too, lost a queen.
Wow.
I know it. I know it. He
promise me on your next birthday we can spray paint you.
Oh, God.
And then you're going to tell us how it feels to be you and to be naked. And all they did at work for my talk, Project Down and Dirty, was ask me to show up naked.
Yeah. Okay. Here.
And we're just going to spray paint you.
Here's a headline for
you. You can wear bottle caps.
I'm not pretentious the way Gwyneth is. So you can't. Don't try and make me be the princess of pretension.
Lost my
That's
queen
not
too.
Me. I know. And he is the king of pretension, too.
You're the princess of delusion.
Yeah, I am. I am that. I am princess delusional, but I find it to be my superpower.
I'm jealous.
Yeah,
because
it
really
works.
Is a power.
It works for you.
It's awesome.
Okay, here's the headline. Ana de Armas is a bombshell, but Netflix's Marilyn Monroe movie is utter brutal misery.
It's a depressing book, and then they decided, this will be good content for a further depressing movie about a woman who is depressed at the end of her life and how depressing it is. I say it's a film about a film about depression in a film.
That must be seen at home on your couch so you can get up and go away.
And turn it off.
And turn it off when you need to.
When you're depressed, because it's a depressing film about a depressing subject that's been done 500 million times.
Maybe Grant is going to be the one to watch this movie for the team.
They're supposed to be a little sexy in it. I think it sounds dreadful.
It does.
And listen, she had a horrible life at the end. She was so...
Has there been a more exploited woman in that regard?
No.
You know?
Princess Diana's been exploited, and they're continuing doing the crown. That's the part I don't like.
Yeah.
She has been exploited.
Do you want to know something? Rose of Cholmondeley, you know, who's dating, you know, having a thing with Prince William, she is the niece of Caroline Longman, who used to date Charles, just as Camilla's grandmother was a side piece to Charles' grandfather. Just showing you how that
aristocratic
wheel of side pieces works.
Okay.
I mean, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
It's six
they
degrees.
Keep it in the family.
6 degrees of Cholmondeley.
They don't want to get anything.
I love saying Cholmondeley, and it's spelled...
I know you do.
Cholmondeley. And we never would have known that. And someone who's a British listener of ours
gave us
the phonetic pronunciation.
Love it.
So it looks like Cholmondeley, but it's Cholmondeley. Jubilee. So I like saying as much as I like saying the Jubilee. And if you'd like our Jubilee coverage, we would like some Jubilee money from you, please.
We'll be right back.
Bye.